Former E17 boy band star Brian Harvey is critically ill in a hospital after a mysterious incident in which he was run over by his own car. Harvey's the lead singer of the boy band East 17. He was crushed after he fell from his convertible Mercedes while driving it, and it ran him over. Wow. He was taken by ambulance to a London hospital, suffering from multiple injuries. He fell from the driver's seat of the car, and then the car ran him over. He was alone in his car at the time, a spokesman said. No other drivers were involved. No other cars were involved. The car simply ran him over, his own car. And they will turn on you. I know that. If you don't baby them, I tell you, I've had this happen often. With a Ford, with a Chevy Impala I had, a Volare, a Pacer, a Gremlin, a Volkswagen, respectively. At one time or another, each have taken a crack at me during stretches where I've been negligent. Not negligent, that's not the wrong word. Where I've been neglectful. Where I've been lax in maintenance. I've gone light at the car wash, maybe opting for the general wash, not the deluxe wax. It's not pretty either. They wait until you're distracted. And then wham! I mean wham! They take you out. It's tricky. It's difficult to be run over by your own vehicle, to be attacked by a car that you're supposedly in control of, with no one else around. That's no simple process. But neglect and carelessness breed repercussions for all of us, in all walks of life. And cars, contrary to the views of top brass in Detroit, do have feelings, do have a consciousness, do have needs, wants, desires, that sort of thing. You can be a car's friend, or you can take it on mano y mano. You know what I'm saying? If you want to play that game in a fight to the freaking death, huh? Your call, hombre. Free will country here. Call it. This guy did, and he's eating dinner out of a straw right now, people. What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? I know a therapist. Her name's Wendy. She works with men and their cars. That's all she does. Couples therapy. Men, cars, and her couch. And she is good. And I was there, and I don't mind saying this. And if it makes me sound weak, so be it. I was there one time with the Carmen Ghia. I think the two of us actually sat on a love seat in that instance. It might have been 1882. It was an old one. Horse-drawn Carmen Ghia, I think it was. Anyway, we got it straightened out after a while. You know what the problem turned out to be? It's as old as the hills. Communication. We didn't have good communication skills. We didn't know the rules of engagement either. And when we're angry with one another, it's best to leave the room and go to our separate corners until we can think rationally. Because that heavy emotion obscures reasoning, sound thinking, and that is why I pushed it off a cliff in Taylor's Falls one day. I sent it off a cliff. Now it got even with me, as they always do, because they're good. They're good. It rotted out its own floorboards, and one day I just fell out of the vehicle, not dissimilar to this fella. Fell right through the floor. Carmen Ghias are famous for the floorboards rotting out. And I was driving during a winter storm, and the snow was, well, the wheels were kicking it up into my face, because I didn't have any floorboards, and the wheels were spinning and sending the snow inside the vehicle, and it was hitting me pretty hard at the face area there, and I was trying to listen to something on the radio, and I couldn't listen very well because the snow was beating against my chin and knocking my head back quite a bit. And then all of a sudden, the seat gave way altogether, and I was gone under that thing. Grabbed down to the exhaust pipe, tried to hang on, third-degree burns. Eventually let go and rolled, skipped across an intersection into a blockbuster. So anyway, this Carmen Gee and I, we were sitting on this love seat with this Wendy. She's got her master's degree in psychology. She's a bright gal. And she said, what are you two feeling right now? What are you feeling right now? No one had ever asked that of me before. No one had ever really cared. People would say to me on the street as I'd pass, hey, Mish, how are you? And I'd start to tell them, I'm late for work. Well, you asked how I am. You just say fine and walk on. No, I can't say fine because I'm not fine. I want to tell you how I feel. No, I don't want to hear it. Well, Wendy wanted to hear it. And that was the beginning of opening up parts of me that had been locked down since I was a young man. Ditto with this Carmen Gia. You know what I did as a treat when we left that day? Took that SOB to Earl Shibe, got a $99 paint job. Sometimes that's better than flowers. I know a guy who paid $10,000 to get his gal a facelift, and she was grateful. Yeah, you guys ever want Wendy's number, you get a hold of me.